morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 7th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 19,600 head to be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, Oklahoma's new governor, Kevin Stitt, in his State of the State address, singled out the Oklahoma Youth Expo, a fixture in our state's agriculture community, as a prime example that demonstrates the qualities he spoke of in describing his vision for the state and his administration.
Consider the Oklahoma Youth Expo community. In the early 2000s, this youth livestock show was struggling to survive. But donors, Oklahoma families, and the legislature came together, assessed their resources, and reimagined the program. Today, OYE is not just the number one junior livestock show in America, it is the largest in the world. Today, OYE garners young participants from all 77 counties. They award hundreds of thousands of dollars in education scholarships and has shown a $22 million economic impact in Oklahoma City. These are just a few examples of Oklahomans who brought together a team, set measurable goals, reimagined the possibilities, and executed on their vision to deliver top 10 results. Today, as I present my very first budget, I ask you to join me in reimagining.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Tyler Norvell, responded to the governor's remarks, stating that we are honored to be recognized as one of Governor Stitt's elite organizations here in Oklahoma, and it motivates us even more to do great things for our kids. Today, though, President Trump is planning to press key issues of importance to agriculture in his own State of the Union address, which will be broadcast this evening. In his third primetime address to the nation from the U.S. House chamber, Trump will call on Congress to work with him on several fronts, including infrastructure, lowering health care costs, immigration reform, ratifying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and confronting China on unfair trade practices. However, Trump will continue to face a hostile reception from Democrats amid a fierce standoff over his efforts to build a border wall. American Farm Bureau Federation trade advisor Dave Salmonson says politics is the key for doing things like trade deals, including ratifying the USMCA. Listen.
That got bipartisan support. It was certainly a long-term talking point for a lot of people on the Democrat side. I think they're willing to engage on the agreement, but you have to have the right political environment.
AFBF's Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs, Cody Lyon, says much will depend on how aggressively majority House Democrats investigate the president and his administration.
The incoming chairs are just chomping at the bit to start their investigations of the president on a variety of different areas. I think that's going to determine what's going to be the tone for the 116th Congress.
You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.